Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting second, the shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting third, the first baseman, Dave Magadan. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mackie Sasser. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth, the catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Viola. Pitching for the New York Mets, Frank Viola. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting third, the center fielder, Andy Van Slyke. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lloyd McClendon. Batting sixth, the third baseman, John Winter. Batting seventh, the catcher, Don Slott. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Jose Lind. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doug Drabeck. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Doug Drabeck. And now, play ball. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Elster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Drabeck, and towards Lind, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McClendon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Redus strikes out. 1 out. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Bell reaches second base with a double. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Van Slyke takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla strikes out. 2 outs. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McClendon hits a pop-up into right field. Sasser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sasser hits a line drive beyond second. Lind can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Darryl Boston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Sasser. The throw from Slott and he is out, Lind applying the tag. 2 outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. John Winter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wenner strikes out. One out. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Slott bunts for a single. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Slott. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Slott steals second. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Drabek is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Drabek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Viola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Viola hits a ball on the ground towards first. McClendon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Viola for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive towards first. McClendon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Pirates, 1. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bell bunts for a single. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Van Slyke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Van Slyke hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Bonilla reaches second base with a double. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McClendon is 0 for 1 in the game. McClendon strikes out. One out. John Wenner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wenner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wenner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Slott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Slott hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Bonilla scores. It's 4-1, Pirates. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wenner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Magadan is 0 for 1 in the game. Magadan hits a line drive beyond second. Lind can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Doug Drabek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Drabek is 0-for-1 in the game. Drabek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Redus strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Boston. Bell reaches second base with a double. Andy Van Slyke batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Van Slyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Van Slyke takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonilla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Pirates. Lloyd McClendon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McClendon is 0-for-2 in the game. McClendon takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Innes now pitching. John Wenner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wenner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wenner hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Boston. Wenner reaches second base with a double. McClendon goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Pirates. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Slott is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Slott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sasser. Slott reaches second base with a double. Wenner scores. It's 9-1, Pirates. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind is walked intentionally. Doug Drabek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drabek is 0-for-2 in the game. Drabek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mackie Sasser batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sasser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a fly ball into left field. Redus settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground, foul, towards first. McClendon scoops it up and throws to first, with Drabek covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Van Slyke. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Jeff Innes. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Doug Simons now pitching. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Redus hits a pop-up towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Van Slyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got two RBIs. Van Slyke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cecil Espy now playing left field. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive towards short. Bell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Elster strikes out. 2 outs. Dave Magadan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Magadan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. Espy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bonilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonilla hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lloyd McClendon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClendon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McClendon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Wenner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wenner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wenner hits a pop-up towards first. Magadan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Van Slyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sasser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sasser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Pirates. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. McClendon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boston for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Chuck Carr now playing center field. Darryl Boston now playing left field. Don Slott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Slott is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lind hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Merced pinch hits for Doug Drabek. Orlando Merced is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merced hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bill Landrum now pitching. Orlando Merced now playing right field. Rick Cerrone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Miller pinch hits for Doug Simons. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Tim Burke now pitching. Cecil Espy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espy strikes out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Van Slyke is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Van Slyke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Van Slyke hits a pop-up into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cecil Espy now playing center field. Gary Varsho now playing left field. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Elster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Elster hits a fly ball into center field. Espy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Magadan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. McClendon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 9, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.